Yeah, well, the women's event started a few days ago, and now it's time for the proper tour down under, in the sense the men's side of things. It will start today, 145 Ks, and I think it's sort of just north of the Barossa. And Mike Tomalaris is on the line. G'day, Mike.
Good morning to you, Slats. It's actually going to end in the Barossa Valley.
Good place to end it.
Oh, it sure is, in a place called Lindock, a small little village. They're great little villages in the Barossa. But I think the talking point, Slats, today is that riders are preparing for extreme temperatures as the tour sets for some scorching heat today, 40 degrees. And, you know, some, a couple of the riders have been preparing by riding in heat tents and taking 40-degree baths to steel their bodies, to acclimatise for the conditions today. A lot of these guys, especially from Europe and North America, are not used to temperatures like this. Rarely do races held in temperatures of 40 degrees in those continents. Yeah. So it's going to be an experience for a lot of them. For the Aussies, of course, we're used to it. And the Tour Down Under, well, it's not unusual to experience days like we are going to experience today.
All right. Well, when we have a look at it, those heat conditions, certainly the Colombians might be used to it. What about Esteban Chavez?
Yeah, look, you know, Esteban Chavez is a really interesting character. He rides for the Orica Scott team, the Aussie team. He's adapted himself in that team and to the culture of the Australian team. And he's almost adopted himself as an Australian citizen, even though he's not. But, of course, he's been here for 3 years, or he's been part of the team for 3 years, at a time when the team picked him up, at a time when his career looked to be over. He crashed in 2013, and he thought that his cycling career was finished, and it was almost a career-ending crash. But they picked him up, and now he's one of the top climbers, top cyclists in the world. He finished on the podium at the Giro last year and also the Tour of Spain. He comes here as one of the overall favourites. He's a climber. He's a great little character. Yesterday, he celebrated his 27th birthday. They gave him a bit of a birthday bash in front of the media, some great photography. And look out for him. He might be Colombian, but very much an Australian. And what he does do is attract the members of the Colombian community to a place like Adelaide. And you'll see the flags flying, I'm sure, in the Barossa Valley today.
Yeah, and who else are we looking for? What about Australian riders?
Yeah, look, Richie Port is the man for overall honours. And having said that, he'll be supported by a former winner in Rowan Dennis. Now, Rowan Dennis told us yesterday, look, he's here to play second fiddle to Richie, despite the fact that he has won this race before. He is plan B if things go pear-shaped for Richie, which I hope they don't. It's a team tactic situation. Richie has never won the Tour. There are two big races that he's targeting in 2017. This is one of them. And the other one, of course, is that big race in France in July. So his whole season revolves around two big races, Richie. For Rowan, he is a class act as well. Of course, he's worn the yellow jersey at the Tour de France. He's won this before. He's won many races. It was at the Olympics. But they've got a strong team, this BNC team. And I reckon Richie will go very close to winning it overall. I hope he does, because I think his time has come.
Well, mate, he's a $2 favourite, $2.50 favourite, I should say, Mike, at tab.com.au. Are they under the odds? I mean, there's there's about 870 Ks to go.
Yeah, they're pretty skinny. It's a six-day race. Yeah. As we've talked about in other races in the past, anything can go wrong. You might remember last year, Richie's Tour de France ambitions ended on stage two when he punctured and lost 2 minutes, and he went into the Tour as a favourite. Yep. He clawed his way back over the three-week period to finish fifth, which was a very commendable performance given the circumstances very early on. $2 is very skinny for a six-day race, I reckon, but for mine, he is the favourite, and I hope he does do it.
Good on you, Mike. We thank you, mate. I want to ask you about the gear that they're riding with this year, 2017.
The Lycra gear.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Whatever you say, TK.